How would you compare this to your life in Streatham? You know, like the social life in Streatham, the shops.
Oh, very different. Yes. Yeah. I mean, in England, at the time, still in England, you could buy simple things and bring them as presents to Poland, and people would be very happy because they'd never had, they couldn't get this in Poland, whether it was some cosmetics or nylons as they were then, or various. I mean, I remember that there were also raincoats, but that was in the 70s, I think. Raincoats were very popular, and everybody wanted raincoats as well as nylons, and I don't know, lots of different things. You could buy interesting biscuits, you could buy English tea. Now you can get everything in Poland. You just you go to Poland, you want to bring a present, and there's nothing you can bring because everybody's got everything. But then it was Poland didn't have what we had, and also the clothes. And then you would have to go, if you wanted to buy something special, you'd have to go to a commis shop, which is run, I think, on by the communist government. I don't know, was it? But certainly run in such a way that or you could go to a shop where you could buy things only for foreign money, not Polish money. I remember that, although we didn't use those shops.
Let's just go back to Streatham. So, like, when you had to buy the fabric for your costume, where would you go? Who would you ask for help?
Right. First of all, we didn't have the internet then, so it was difficult, but the phone. So I'd ring around looking at the phone book, looking for haberdashers and clothiers, textiles. And I found the best place to go was East London, where there were the Asian and Jewish community. They specialized in these materials. And we found one particular company, which was called Levy or Levy. It's because we went, Jervis and I both, with the children in tow. No, maybe not. The children weren't there yet. We went to the East End and went from shop to shop. And then people said, no, you really have to go Levy at the lights. At the lights over there. Go ask Levy. He has all the materials you'll need. Bales and bales of materials. I usually bought too much because it took me a while to learn how much I needed to cut. Because I'm not a tailor. I've never been taught, so I am self-taught. So I made all of the Kraków costumes on my own, all of the Lubelskie costumes except for the jackets, all of the Beskid costumes except for all of them, yes, and some of the Rzeszów costumes, all of the Lwów costume, girls' costume, are so many others. And if I haven't made them, I've had to alter them or repair them or make duplicates, other than things like the special woven ones. But even with this costume, the Łowicz, the belts for the apron were wrongly made. They were too narrow, so much so that this ribbon, this rope around the waist, would sag, and the whole apron would drop. It was awful. I had to make wider waistbands. So with this very heavy material, I had to work on my sewing machine and make them. So yeah, there's always something to do, something more to make. Yeah, I didn't finish your question. I can't remember the rest of your question. Sorry.
It was about, the experience of Streatham, the way maybe also like the way you celebrated Christmas, Christmas or Easter. What was that like? What was your family? Traditions? Yeah, at that
We
time.
always had Christmas as Vigilia at my parents' house. And then my sisters would bring their fiancés, then they became husbands, they'd bring them along. And I'm the oldest, but I was the last one to marry, the last one to lose her heart, and to a wonderful Englishman, I've got to say. They would be sitting there, all of the three daughters and their partners or husbands, and then later mine, and then the children would sit around one table. Then we'd add a second table to make it bigger. There was a slight extension, a little greenhouse at the end of the sitting room, So we'd open the doors and put the table in that room, and we just fit. And how we usually eat something like 12 courses. We try to. So it would start off with opłatek. No, I think we usually started with a zakąska, with a little hors d'oeuvre. While we were waiting for the meal, we usually started with śledzie and bread, which we shouldn't, but we did. And so everybody loved their śledzie, except for my husband. He doesn't like fish. So the first time he came, he was in a bit of a shock. But he's coped for the rest 47 years since we've been married that to enjoy Vigilia. Anyway, so we'd have that. Then we'd have opłatek. We'd all stand around and pray and then share the opłatek, and everybody kiss each other, go around the table and wish what they could to everybody in the family. And then we'd sit down. And I think we usually had soup first. And then my mother would make a barsz with uszka, which we still do. And but for my father, he because he was from Krakow, he insisted he'd have a grzybowa zupa na głowie karpia. So a soup, a mushroom soup with the carp's head floating around in it, which everybody else hated it because of the head and the eyes. So he liked that. So we had the soup. And then my mother would make a, and this we've never repeated because we don't particularly like it, is fish in aspic, ryba galarecia. Sometimes it would be szczupak, pike, or it would just be carp. My mother always beautifully dressed it beautifully and it looked lovely. Then we'd have, do I remember now? That we don't have that anymore. So then I suppose we'd have fish again, because we always have fish. So we'd traditionally in my family would have breaded, panierowane, breaded fish with potatoes and vegetables. In my my brother-in-law's family, they would have ryba po grecku, so in a tomato sauce. And sometimes we'd also have that tomato sauce fish. Otherwise, we'd have that. Then we'd have gołąbki, which are cabbage rolls without meat, but with mushrooms and rice, with a sauce on top. Then we'd have probably pierogi, two types of pierogi. And coming to the end now, I think, because we tended to count individual things sometimes as a meal, as a dish, and then we'd get to have a fruit salad, a warmed fruit salad made of dried fruit that my father particularly liked. Some people had kutia as well, but we never did that. And then coffee and all sorts of cakes that my mother was so good at making. She made a wonderful makowiec and orzechowiec, poppy seed cake and a walnut roll cake as well, walnut, mashed walnuts, but delicious. And there were other serniks, cheesecake and various other cakes. We still make various cakes, but we tend to buy in a makowiec, the poppy seed cake. I made one once. It wasn't bad. So we still do that. So that was when my parents were alive. And then we started to do it in each other's houses. The three sisters, they would take turns. So in the end, there was 30 of us around a table, very tight squeeze, because the rooms, they weren't small, but they weren't that large either. So we were sitting like this, really, eating like that. But it was lovely until my youngest sister, who is the one who has the biggest family, there were 16 in her family, decided that she needed to have it separately because there were too many of us and she couldn't really have a chance to speak to her, to hang out with her children, which because they live in lots of different towns, they don't all live close to her. She didn't have much opportunity for them to be all there all together at the same time. So she just wanted to do a vigilia on her own with the children and we would meet another day. So that ended up with just one of my sisters and myself with our families. That's 16 of us. So there were 16 of us, and that's big enough. There's quite a lot of people, but there was more space then. And we do a traditional vigilia with opłatek, śledzie, barszcz. Sometimes we have to make a second soup. Like I now make a tomato soup to have with just a clear tomato soup to have with with ushka, because my husband really hates beetroots. And some of the children don't like beetroots either. So there's two varieties, but they're still red. They look the same, but they know it's supposed, they're pretending it's beetroot soup. So we might have that. We have fish. Sometimes we have grilled fish. Sometimes we have in breadcrumbs with side vegetables. And then we'll have, even though we're really not hungry, but we try to take a long time eating, we'll have at least half a gawombek each. That's the cabbage roll. And then there's pierogi. Everybody waits for the pierogi. And because of the pierogi, and everybody waiting for the pierogi, my oldest daughter, Alexandra, who is a singer-songwriter, had created a song called Pierogi. Don't touch, they're my pierogi. Mama made them for me. And she created, she recorded this song. And she played them one Christmas. She played it for the family, for our 16 people family at that point. And they loved it so much. They said, oh, you've got to produce it. You've got to send it out to the big wide world. So she then, a month later, started to prepare with my other daughter, Laura, who is a stylist, and they both work very hard together to create a video. And it's a tongue-in-cheek video. It's a comedy. And she created this video of a housewife who was received some pierogi from her mother. And it's online, it's on YouTube, and it's funny. And it's had so many views from people from all over the world. Don't touch them, my pierogi, or it's just called pierogi.
I'm writing it down.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you'll love it. It's so funny. One of the children in it is actually one of her two sons. He's wearing one of the costumes. In fact, to make this video, we also used some of Orlenta in Warwick costumes. We lent some English dancers, some British dancers, various aspects of Polish costumes so they could do a little bit a la Polish, not really Polish. And also to dress, there was a whole, Alexandra acted as a mother of, I don't know, 6-8 children. And they all had some aspect of Polish costume as well around them, sitting around the table. It was fun. It was such good fun. And it's fun to watch. And she, her name is Me and the Band. M-E-E and the Band. And if you're going to look at that, just between you and me, have a look also at her latest video, which is called Chase Me. This is nothing to do with Polish. She used my husband and me, and her sister, Laura, my other daughter, to create a video that she and Laura both created, a video for Valentine's Day. And it's ever so sweet.
Maybe we can talk about this off the record.
Yeah, it is off the record. I'm just telling you.
I'm just thinking where I want to take you back. I'm still thinking about Streatham. And I think I remember you mentioned in our first conversation, Klub Orła Białego. And I think we haven't covered that yet. So can you tell me a little more about it?
Initially, I lived in North London. But when I was 16, my parents moved us all down to Streatham by the Common. And we went to school locally. And through them, we also met the Polish scouting people, because we used to be Girl Scouts, Polish Girl Scouts up in North London. There were some of the dances. There were occasionally some dances held at the Polish Saturday School on Nightingale Lane in Wandsworth. Not a big venue, but it was fun. And we'd meet people that we knew from scouting. And we're getting to know friends locally. And then when we got to, I think I was 16 or 17 when my father took us to our first dance, and that was not in London. And then afterwards in Ognisko. But by the time I was, I was aware of the Polish club, and sometimes my parents went to church in Balam. The actual Polish church wasn't initially bought, but my parents went to church. And then we'd perhaps sometimes go to the Polish club to have coffee and cake or something like that. But we were aware that there was a big community in Balam, and that all the people of the parish We were like between parishes. We were between Croydon and Streatham and Balham. My parents would sort of go between the two at the time. And so they, I think they had more to do with the community work in Croydon, but they would visit Balham. But we knew that in Balham, there was a lot of people there working very hard to make something of this club, too, because used to be a casino. It had to be made into a family-friendly club for the Polish community. It was a casino with a bad reputation with the police. So again, it had to be family-friendly. Apparently, the Cray twins had something to do with that that club as well. So, and they would, the women of the parish already then would collect together, some of the women would collect together once a week and sit in the kitchen talking and making pierogi. So it was a lovely way of meeting up with each other and yet doing the way things used to happen in Poland in the villages and towns. Women would get together when the men were out in the fields, perhaps, if they didn't need to go into the fields themselves, and they would be doing things, creating things, and then gossiping, maybe singing, and so on. Arranging marriages, even. But when I really started to get involved with Balham Club was when I was 25. So 10 years later, really. This is after I did my course in Poland, and I looked for a dance group location. And that's when I came very much involved with Balham, Biały Orzeł Club, White Eagle Club. First of all, in 73. Actually, what am I saying? The club didn't exist until 69. And then earlier on, it was in an English church, and then there was an English coffee and cake, or a Polish coffee and cake, in an English church hall. But in 69, when the club was started, that's when we became aware of the club and what was happening. But in 73, I actually approached the Polish scouting organization in Balham at the Polish club, and spoke to them about starting a Polish dance group where many of the people who would come would be the Polish scouts. As we were talking with this ex-boyfriend of my sister's, that his scouts would be involved. So we then rehearsed first in the Polish Saturday school, then we rehearsed in an English school at an evening institute. But on Sundays, we would meet at the Polish club and do extra rehearsals in White Eagle Club. During the holidays, we would meet at the Polish club. And then the Evening Institute, I think 2 years, we were able to be at the Evening Institute, which was very useful because they paid me, not much money, but they paid me and they paid my musician. And the money they paid me, I used to buy materials for costumes. Well, not a lot, but at least it was some help, because by that time, I started to work. I was still working, so that was the early days. I was still working. But then by 77, I had to stop work because I had my first baby and I wasn't earning money after that. But by then already, I'm trying to put it all in order. By then already, in fact, we had left the Evening Institute and we were only in the Polish club.
Who would come to that club?
I'm sorry?
Who would come to this club?
To the Polish club?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to go to Polish dances and everybody would come. We'd have people from the age of 70 down to the age of 15 or 14. And people were dancing with everybody, you know, the young with old with young with each other. Once they learned how to dance, of course, the young people. I loved going because I loved being danced around the room by an older person because they always knew how to dance. It was nice to be danced by somebody who can dance and lead you. So there were lots of dances. There were shows already. I tended not to go to the shows. I heard about them. I tended not to go because my husband didn't understand them being English.
What those shows were about? What were they about? What were they?
There were music and revie, various revie. So I don't know how to call that in English. Just a comedy and singing and maybe some political comedy with it as well. And there were also, obviously, there were also meetings of the various different Polish organizations, such as the Scouts. They would have their scouting kominki there, their social gatherings where they would sit around a camp, a pretend campfire, and sing Scout songs. This was a few times a year as special occasions. There was one of the things that I wish would happen again, but it took a special type of person, of young person, to create this. When my children were very little, we'd go to the pantomimes that the young Polish scouts and dancers, Polish dancers, would put on. And these pantomimes were on the stage, and they were, a pantomime's an English thing. So what they did is they took a pantomime and translated it into Polish, playing on words. You had to understand both languages and understand both senses of humor, because they're different. And it was just so funny. It was just such an amazing thing to watch. English people couldn't, although my husband did enjoy watching them, he didn't understand what was going on other than visually. And we still remember that Marek Banasiak, whom I believe is one of the people you'll be interviewing or have interviewed, he was one particular pantomime. He was the out of work spindle maker, the spindles for Sleeping Beauty. And I think it was Sleeping Beauty that another friend of theirs, Janusz Marszewski, who was not only very tall, but very large. And he was dressed in a pink tutu and came swinging down a rope as the fairy. It's just so surprising and so funny. They did a wonderful job. And I think 3 years running, they did a pantomime, but not since then. So there were the pantomimes. There were meetings of, until quite recently, there were meetings of the women's circle. Unfortunately, the women's circle has now virtually died out. There are a few people left, but not, the young women don't seem to want to get involved, but maybe if the club were slightly different, maybe somebody could start one up again and go on, do it. So what they did was, apart from having meetings two or three times a year, they would organize a bazaar of stuff before Christmas. So they'd bring in lots of foods, and then the money they got from that would go to charity. People would put out stalls as well. So there was several times a year, at Christmas, Easter always, and sometimes at other times of the year. They would also meet together for Maundy Thursday, for Wielki Czwartek, and they'd have Wielki Czwartek? Nie, przed postem. Before Lent, the Thursday. Tłusty Czwartek. Tłusty Czwartek, for pączki and things. They'd meet, they'd have a big meal, and sometimes they would invite Orlenta or somebody else come to do a performance. We enjoyed performing for them. Then there was there were various religious organizations which also met socially then. Lots of things were going on. And downstairs, there's a basement where young people would sometimes meet up and play rock music. So periodically a new band would start up, and then they would try to invent something new, and then they would stop, and then somebody else would start up. So that would happen. There was also down in the it was called Sala Młodzieżowa, the youth room, there would also be a table for billiards and snooker, I think it was billiards, and people would play there, and darts. So there was a meeting room for the young people then. A lot of things were very parish orientated. There was a lot of things happening. Sometimes there were films shown as well. Then they'd have to bring out a special screen for it, a standing screen. There were many parties and weddings.
What is your best memory from that time?
From Białe Orzeł or from?
From Białe Orzeł.
I loved it all, but I suppose in terms of dance group, after we performed, we used to rehearse on a, not after we performed, we used to rehearse on a Friday, which has now become, they were young, so that was their going out night. They were aged 17, 18, 19, and they had so many friends in the group. So we would, after our rehearsal on a Friday, everybody would hang out there in the club. And it was just such a friendly atmosphere, not just among the group itself. It was just, they blended and had fun and laughter with each other and just hung out there. And the club was very open and hospitable, which was great. So that was one thing on the Fridays. And some of the young children, then when I started the children's group in 1980, I think it was, the parents would sometimes hang out on a Friday, because that was on a Friday as well initially. We had two younger groups and then the older group, and we could squeeze it all in. Now there's no way we could do it in one day, because there are three younger groups and an older group, and all of the groups need more time than they actually get. So it's hard now. But now we're supposed to have 2 days now, on a Thursday and on a Tuesday. Anyway, that was a Tuesday night. The many performances we did on that tiny stage. Somebody once falling off the stage while they were dancing, didn't hurt themselves. And then afterwards, we put into the choreography in our mountain dances that one or two of the boys would perhaps, by accident, do a roll over and almost fall off the stage and go, whoa, as the little children in front of them are sitting on the floor looking up, oh no, he's going to fall on me. So we had fun with that. So what else was that? The garden was nice as well, using the garden to sit in afterwards at the Polish club. Now that the club the club has no access to the garden. The garden belongs to the old folks' homes around the back, which the Polish club actually built many years ago now. What other memories? My best memories. I loved the zabawy, the parties. It was such fun dancing there with good music, good, that's before we stopped having bands, live bands, Polish live bands who could play rock and roll, tangos and waltzes, but polkas, oberki and kujawiaki, whatever. And it was such fun to be able to dance so many different dances with so many different people. People were very friendly and knew each other. They're very involved with the parish. It doesn't happen anymore. If there are dances now in Balham, in Polish club, it's discotheques. And it's virtually just young Polish people from Poland. Very few of the second generation or third generation. And they're not people who are actually getting involved with the community as such, other than some of them do belong to the religious circles that the church has, but they're at the church itself, not in the Polish club. But things will change. Things changed before and things will improve, I'm sure. But it would be nice to have the old dances back.